Ninja.
But don't say anything.
Go. Go.
Cut the light.
Hold on.
We had this all out yesterday.
I thought we had made arrangements that you were to go on my finger.
No, it was my finger.
All right. Oh, all right. All right. Now.
Now, wait.
Go. This public service program is back on the air again today at 1 o'clock.
Nice to see all your happy, smiling faces.
1 o'clock, well, today. For you who are trying to set a clock. In fact, it's
almost one minute past. We'll give you a time check.
Waste one full minute, and that costs a lot of money for
that,
a fellow.
That minute is worth a lot of money to this up and coming Hooper Scooping radio station.
Well,
I better forget
Bob
the whole
Elliot.
Thing.
Those are the nicest words you ever said.
Yep, three. 1 minute past 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and we have the Gay 90s back today, along with Wonderland. They're in the last two days.
Today and today.
And Million Dollars back.
Are they on tomorrow?
They'll be back tomorrow.
As scheduled. Yeah, they'll probably be on tomorrow, taking one last fling at getting some people down there.
That's their last show.
That reminds me.
What's that, Bob?
I was talking with Bob Clayton yesterday, and I got a tip. I got a real, real inside story that he's going to give away. He's going to break it on his show today, but I'm going to do it now.
You going to break some record on his show?
No. He's got an inside story that I'm going to tell because I'll be scooping him by 3 hours, see?
Oh, I see.
You know this record?
He's going to come in and say that Hoagy Carmichael wrote
No. This is something else. This is bigger even than a Frankie Lane keychain.
Oh, I cut it out. What's bigger than a Frankie
Lane
keychain?
Well, it is. No, I'll tell you what this is.
An autographed picture of Fred Call.
No, sir.
That's worth Thule a week in autographs.
No, sir. Now, wait a minute. You know that record of Candy Store Blues?
Yeah.
You know where that...
Young Tony Harper there, they think?
Yeah, but that's the point.
Yeah?
Young Tony Harper isn't young Tony Harper.
According to O'Brien?
No. According to Clayton, it's Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
And he's going to break that on his show. I don't want anybody to say that I said that.
Honestly?
But I understand from him that's the inside story.
Well, let's dance, Bob.
All right. Are you have any predictions for things to come?
Well, I predict that I'm going to be at the ball game this afternoon.
You got
tickets,
huh?
The Yankees. Yes, I have two lovely plush tickets.
So does everybody in the front row.
They're all going up to the wire. I'll see you up there, fellas, and we'll pull for the Yankees to win this all. What am I saying?
You got the wrong copy.
Where did I change the script? Who wrote that?
Somebody wasn't on the ball.
I hope the Red Sox will win this chase for the Grand Slam.
Friends, if any of you want to call up in the next 5 minutes and offer something for Ray's tickets, I'm sure that he'd be...
Hey, you know, there's a new word, Bob.
I'd accept the chase.
Excuse me. Am I talking too much?
No. I was just trying to sell your tickets for you.
Oh, is there... Oh, I don't want to sell them. I see where there was a young man picked up the speculating tickets at the night game, at the Red Sox-Yankees game.
And how was it?
Asking $50 for them. And
Did they put you in jail, Bill? Someone
arrested him and brought him before a judge here in Boston, and it just so happened that that judge couldn't get tickets for the game.
$500!
Wow! Oh, now that's...
Boy, I had an awful time trying to get it up, too.
Yeah. You did get out in time
for
the show.
Yes, I was back in time at 1 o'clock.
Well, that's great. I suppose you saw in the paper the other day where it doesn't pay anymore to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
No, I didn't see it.
No. The fellow spent $1,500 building this special barrel, and for going over the falls, he gets something like $500. So he's out of town. And he's got a week back after it, too.
Go ahead and play.
No, we have to have music.
Oh.
We'll get to that.
All right, play some music, will you?
Play Whisper a Word.
Play something in three-quarter time.
Love. Yeah, tango.
All right on there.
Thank you.
1890s, friends. Those were the good old days, as the saying goes. And you can
again
hear the well-known nightclub, the Gay 90s. Reopens for the season next Monday night. The Gay 90s is located at 16 Haywood Place, opposite the stage door of the RKO Boston Theater in Boston. The RKO Boston Theater in Boston. Where is it? In Philadelphia? Plan to be on hand next Monday for the opening. You'll enjoy the new policy of paying for everything you buy, of continuous entertainment featuring a wide variety of old-time acts.
Quiet, I can hear the commercial.
You will likewise delight with the dance music provided by the Gay 90s Orchestra. You'll thrill to the old nostalgic songs of the Singing Waiters. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Ed Singing Waiter.
How do you do, sir?
Hello, Ed. Have you got anything to sing for us?
Not a thing, no.
Well, and they also have a barbershop quartet. Your next banquet party will surely be a success if you hold it at the Gay 90s.
Wait until the fella finishes.
The varied... Do I talk while you're playing?
Yes.
The varied menu will appeal
man.
To all. Remember, the Gay 90s reopens next Monday night for the fall season at 16. Don't excuse yourself, Bill. It's just that you don't care whether I read this commercial or not.
That's right. You summed it up in 1, 2, 3, 4.
Must be 120 words.
Just about that.
The Gay 90s reopens next Monday night for the fall season at 16 Haywood Place, opposite the stage door of the RKO Boston Theater in Cleveland.
They mention the RKO Boston Theater more often than they mention the Gay 90s.
But that RKO Boston Theater in Boston thrills me, too. That's an unusual type phrase.
Well, it is, rather.
I mean, did you ever go to the RKO Boston in Cleveland?
No, I never have.
Ever go to the RKO?
Never been to Cleveland. That's why.
Have you ever gone to the RKO
I would
Cleveland?
Go to the RKO Boston Cleveland if I was in Cleveland.
But you couldn't go to the RKO Boston. Maybe it's RKO Cleveland. You know what I mean, Bob? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
All right,
all you people who like to dance, if you can gavotte, that's the place to go.
Bob Elliott.
No, that's that old-time music. I don't know how old that is.
An old-fashioned English maverick gal.
Now, he's getting back in stride again. The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio. Late afternoon, Linda speaks.
Oh, David, you hurry the opening so.
Yes, I am getting so it's rather tedious for me to...
That door, David, somebody's there, I believe.
Someone is there. Put musical chime.
Well, I'm not
going
to answer that door today. It's under the piano.
We'll leave the door there.
Come in through the curtains.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it's me. You remember me?
Great Scott, the police.
Yes. Reach for the sky. I'm the law.
All right. Linda, to get back to more serious matters.
Yes, David.
You remember that day? Oh, it doesn't seem more than 18 years ago. Or 18 years and 3 months, I believe.
Huh?
Come to think of it, I don't remember that day either.
David, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is, David. I'll be right now.
Do you remember when Grandma bequeathed you that bequest?
Oh, yes, David. The rocking chair.
The simulated antique style.
Yes, David.
Wooden type rocking chair.
Yes, David.
We sat in it one day and...
It bust.
All over the floor in a million skillion pieces.
Yes, David. Yes, how it bust all over.
And
I'll never forget.
That was the day you... Great Scott, the police...
Get them up on the law.
What is that? That line.
I don't know. It's two lines. Great Scott, the police, and then get them up on the law.
Well,
I don't know.
Somebody had something else in their mind when they wrote it. Did Linda.
Yes, please.
That was the day the rocking chair broke, that you lost your genuine sterling ivory shoehorn.
Yes, my love.
It's taken me low these many months.
Get them up on
months.
The police.
Great Scott.
Oh.
Yes, David.
It's taken me these many months.
I know it. To think, David, many months have passed since.
Lo, these many months.
Lo.
It's taken me all this time to journey to darkest Africa.
Yes, David,
with my brave...
Bald.
Bold.
Bronze.
Baggy.
Brown.
Band of...
Banditos.
It's taken me all this time to get you... What do you think?
What, David? Why don't you go with it? Tell me.
This is Friday, you know. You'll have to wait.
You brought me fish.
No, you'll have to wait until Monday.
What?
Great Scott, the police.
Get them up, I'm the sky.
Well, I guess we will have to wait until Monday. We will have to wait until Monday.
We'll have to wait until Monday.
And find out what it is that David has brought back to his beloved Linda. Will it be another genuine sterling ivory type shoe-style horn?
I think not, but you have your own choice.
Listen, Monday, for a gigantic new offer.
No soap, no cleaner, nothing in America cleans.
Finish it, will you? Don't leave us hanging like that.
All right, so much for that. Now I'd like to give a slight discourse on rock gardens. And I would advise you write these pearls of wisdom down because I'm liable to ask a few questions.
Have you been able to grow many rocks in your rock garden?
No, that is not the point, sir. You're completely out of order.
All right.
Now, when you start to prepare your rock garden, scoot around and pick up some more rocks.
Well, yes, Joe, on the 18th of December, we had a meeting down there in Plymouth County.
And did you set up those rocks?
Yes, Joe,
did
I was
you
very happy
drink?
To. Here again, our guests seem to be having trouble.
Dirt. Did you use dirt?
No, Joe. Apples won't ripen until another month or so.
Hold up. We are using two different scripts.
Yes, Neshoba.
Yes, indeed.
That doesn't make much sense, does it?
Sound like we agreed on something. We're
supposed to have a farm talk scheduled for Friday. I know that the program department...
You will be very happy with the results of your rock guide, then, and you will be very happy with it, I'm sure. Yes. You will, I'm sure. Be very happy.
Today we have another...
This is really something
that we were planning on.
Whatever.
This program of interesting facts from, believe it or rot, Nipley.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he's right outside if we can bring him in.
Yes,
he is. There he is. Hi, Bob.
Oh, hello. Hello, Bob. And believe it or not...
Believe it or rot.
Well, where do I get taught?
You have some unusual and astounding stories to tell us.
44 years ago, Bob, there was a young man who was a sissy.
I see.
And that young man lost his bicycle in Hudson Bay.
Well,
35 years later, he returned to Hudson Bay and did not find his bicycle.
Did he leave it?
Or rot.
Well, that's an interesting...
I might add that he didn't find the same kind of a bicycle.
Bring
that one over.
Oh, that's good to find. Do you have any other... I thought your feature story today was about a diamond mine in South Africa. Wasn't that right?
No.
Well, that must have been mixed.
Does that help you, Eddie?
No, it doesn't. But thanks for dropping in. Anyway, get out, will you?
Sit down.
See you. Howdy, boys.
Uh-oh, come on.
Been quite a long time since I dropped up here with my hound dog...
Hello, Tay.
Guitar.
What's new and exciting?
Oh, nothing. The rodeo is coming in, you know, in one of these weeks very shortly.
Yes, I am.
If you wait a minute, I'll go out and look at the billboard and find out just when it is going
to
be.
Oh, no need to do that, Tay.
All right, I won't go out and look at the billboard and find out, but I know it's pretty soon.
Oh, well, what else has been keeping you occupied besides preparing for the rodeo?
Well, nothing. We ain't been preparing for the rodeo.
Well,
Did that help you any?
You can go now.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave. That's not myself. I think we can get more out of Mary Margaret if we try.
Well, she hasn't arrived on the scene yet. Meanwhile, I'd love to sing my popular new record, Because.
Why don't we sing something? We've got music today. We've been making so many transcriptions.
Well, I don't know. I'd love to sing a song if you would teach me, Bob.
All right, Terry. What's the special for Friday?
Because.
Well, what are we going to sing?
I don't know. We haven't prepared any poetry.
Oh, yes.
Why do I love you, my darling? Why do I love you? Oh, my sweetheart. Do I need you? Do I need you? Does the ocean need a glass of water, my darling? Does the moon, my sweetheart?
Turn the page, fathead.
Oh, my sweetheart, do I love you?
Shut up. Music doesn't seem to fit the program at all.
Meanwhile, Uncle Ned, Jim, George, Al.
Perfect.
And three newcomers, members of the 185th Field Artillery, are marching through the dank underbrush of deep, dark, dank Africa.
Ooh, Jack, look!
Quiet, Billy. I'm thinking.
No time for that, Billy. What are you thinking,
Jack? Bongo me. Get you, Billy, with points of fire between eyes.
Jack, it's either Bongo or Arthur Q. Bryan.
Is
No time for that.
Quiet, Billy.
Hey, it's pretty scary here. This is the first time
in Jack Estron's history that he's been scared.
All we need is that other
one. Well, I must confess, I'm scared. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Quiet, Jack. There's no time for that. You're a clean living all American boy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the brains.
You've got all the brains.
I'm all right now.
I'm old enough to be your grandfather, but you're the one who's leading this party.
That's right. You're stupid. And I wish you'd straighten up. Whoops.
Jack,
there's a light.
There's a light flashing through the jungle.
Wait a minute. Fall on your face.
Yes, it's the women's pages of the air, Fred.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Oh, that's wrong. We ought to turn the lights on. Maybe we can get some different action. Now the lights are on. They're coming up. The spotlight swings to the right side of our stage, where lovely Evelyn McMahon joins hands with Edgar Burr, and they walk down to the center stage on the apron.
Well, lucky for them.
Now, let's just turn that apron to the laundry. Yeah.
Yeah.
And walk over.
I don't know whether we should have another music or go into one.
I think we better do something commercial here.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's do something real commercial-like. Burgoyne, his trumpet and orchestra.
That was Sam Shapiro's Aloha Islanders with Walking Down Honeymoon
Lane. There's only two more nights.
What's that?
There are only two more nights.
You're excited about it, are you?
Two great nights of racing in the 1948 Wonderland racing season.
You think, do you, that this racing season is worth taking in?
No.
You think there's a particular reason why we should go to Wonderland Quad?
Yes.
All right.
Tonight, the spotlight of Wonderland is on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th race. No, hold on.
The spotlight's going to be busy, isn't it?
Only the 8th, 9th, and 10th. The 11th and 12th.
Look, you're confusing everything.
They
only have
everything?
10 races down there.
Thank you, Bob Elliott.
Now, which is the spotlight on?
Now for your second question.
Well, I'd say hats would
you're
be
right.
the answer.
You're right. Now you're up to $50.
Oh, shucks.
Here is your next question. Well?
Fire away.
That's the right answer. The first two being feature events.
Wait a minute, I have a message from Mr.
All right, go ahead. Friends, I'd like to get real cozy with you listeners. I want to speak to you about Wonderland. The 10th will be the annual Wonderland Consolation Derby. Tonight's 10-race program at Wonderland.
Hot Dog Anderson just called.
Why?
He wants to know, when you come down, are you going to bring your own smorgasbord, or will he have to make it?
What does he think? What is his opinion on that? Does he think I'm going to come...
What is his opinion on anything?
I don't know. What else did he have to say? Was it more important than the fact that Dim's Choice is running tonight at Wonderland?
Well, I suppose
right.
it isn't.
Well, don't interrupt these important events.
Is Dim's Choice running tonight?
Yes. Tonight's 10-race card at Wonderland is studded with speed stars. Here are the entries for the big 9th race. Chocolate Bar. And I might mention he's getting a little thin lately. Air Light. Have you noticed Chocolate Bars?
Yes.
You
yes,
take
yes,
off
yes.
the wrapper, what do you see? The palm of your hand.
It's like they roll him through a ringer or something.
Reno Kitty, Vince Choice, Vic B, A Flame, Traffic Tie Up, and John Metaxas.
Oh, boy.
Bob, you read Post Time.
Post Time.
Thank you. It's 7:45. The Daily Double closes at 7:30. And Rivera is very near for answering.
No nearer than it was at the beginning of the season. We've been saying all summer long how near Rivera is. It's still just as far away from Boston.
The Daily Double closes at 7:30. Now, you can put that in your hat and smoke it.
From all points over wide highway.
Yes. Rivera is near from all points. Oh, you read that. From Boston, by MTA, from Maverick Station, or by the BNN's Wonderland Special, which leaves North Station at 6:35. Flood-lighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. So, plan now to see the great annual Wonderland Derby tomorrow night.
Would you repeat that, Mr. Announcer?
Yes. Plan now to see the great annual Wonderland Derby tomorrow night. Saturday is closing night, the last night of racing in the 1948 Wonderland season. The night when Swifty and the Speed Stars go all out to bring you a great night of racing.
Play.
Thank you, and good night. And when the rank and file... Thank you.
this hotel. If you save enough of those over a period of a year, you'll have your fuel for all these.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Just
no, Peter.
What tea do we do?
Nothing in America clean.
Like?
Oh.
What else can I say? Mission Bell wine.
Maybe you can use Mission Bell.
Just.
We're going to sing that now, Bob?
Yeah.
All right.
Just.
Should we both sing it or you?
I think we both should.
Just the other day.
Yeah, we both should.
I heard a fella say, give me Mission Bell wine because Mission Bell's mine. Aren't I rave about the money that I save by Mission Bell wine because Mission Bell's mine. Drink it red or white, enjoy it day or night. Here's the wine that tempts you and the price is right. The price is right.
And the price is right.
Yes, indeed. That's Mission Bell, America's finest wine. Top quality at low popular prices. Yes, from grape to glass, every step is in the hands of the Arcadian family. Take a tip. Try a sip. Enjoy a bottle today.
That's why
it's every day. You'll hear everybody say, Mission Bell wine because Mission Bell fine.
A product of K.R. Arcadian.
Mission Bell wine because...
There's something that goes on the end there, but I forgot.
Yeah.
Mission Bell wine is a product of K.R. Arcadian, Azusa, Cucamonga, and Anaheim.
Fred Lebo. No, it's, let me think.
Where is it? Austin, Chicago, and New York.
No, it's a California.
There must be a Cucamonga in there.
The Arcadian family are in California, I remember.
They are all out there. The whole family.
Oh, they are. And they're doing pretty well, I'm happy to announce.
They're selling quite a lot of that. Why?
Yeah, well, another reason I think the Rock Garden...
Here yet?
No, she hasn't arrived, Bob. Another reason I think the Rock Garden is important to our present-day civilization is because it utilizes rocks and keeps them out of the hands of children.
And it's
especially
good for glass houses if you live in one.
Well, yeah, if you can get a corner on the market for rocks, you're in like Flynn. What does that remind me of? Anything?
What? Doesn't remind me of anything.
No, I guess maybe...
No, my mind is just a blank. Blank.
I heard that, Bob.
Still is blank.
Oh, well.
Well, we could comment on the affairs of the day, I suppose. New parking meters in Boston. You've heard about that up around Kenmore Square.
New speaking martyrs?
Yes, yeah. To quote that was a Delaneyism, wasn't it?
He has put Spooner out of business, I
think. Yeah. Yeah, he's taken over where Spooner left off.
Oh, well, so much.
E.D. Carmichael.
Hey, Bob, let you and I play tic-tac-toe.
Two young age teamsters were captured today.
Huh?
What's something else, I think?
Two young age teamsters?
Wasn't that?
Oh, I
think. Something like that.
Yeah. Well, look, come on, let you and I play tic-tac-toe.
Well, I get first,
No, I'm first.
I never can win that way. When you
I'm expedite.
All right, I'll put an O down there.
Well, I'll show you how I do it.
This is the first time it's ever been done on the radio.
Wait a minute. Zippo.
That's my mark there. Wait,
Zippo, I'll
put an O.
Now I've got you.
Yeah, no, you haven't. Because I've got an O there.
Well, friends, it's
a draw.
It's a
tie.
Draw.
And yeah. For the first time in the history of this highly interesting and informative game, two top-flighted, top-seeded players, or seedy, have come to a draw, to a split decision. This will mean a duel, nasty faces at 20 paces, at least.
Excuse me, Bob, I think I can pick up the band from my vantage point.
All right, take it away then.
Right, all. The band is coming down the street now, friends. It's being led by a very colorful majorette. They are, but I think if we can hang down by our thumbs, we can pick up that music.
Turn the...
There.
Ray, I understand there's nothing going on at your vantage point right now.
Not a thing.
So, from where I am, two blocks down, I can see another band approaching, which is probably the one that you just saw, and they're just about ready to strike up a tune, and I'd like to turn the parabolic microphone down,
pick
the band music up that way.
Excuse me, where is the master's department?
Right down this hall, to your left, and through the elevator shaft.
Thank you. Oh, well, so much for that. We'll be back again tomorrow, I think. With,
same time tomorrow?
More music by Ken Wilson and Bill Green. And I will have a complete bird's eye picture of today's ball game.
Yes, you can.
I'll bring it with me and offer it for sale.
Okay.
Well, we're ending on a very fast and happy note today.
Yes. Matinee with Bob and Ray is a regular feature of this network. It was written
on this
Hollywood
network of stations.
And we'll be heard over this station tomorrow.
And you better wide, enjoy it day or night. The wider please you, and the price is right on.
What are you playing, dude? Mixing them up?
We're a little late, so hello. Hello.